It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Welcome to summer. Today is the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, and forecasts call for maximum sunshine and intense heat across much of the drought-stricken country for the foreseeable future. Meteorologists also say that power grid failures could impact vast portions of the country this season. Today is also the day that children 5 and under can get vaccinated against COVID-19. Well, unless you're in Florida, but that's another story. What are you waiting for? The House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol holds its fourth public hearing today. This one focuses on how the former guy and his allies pressured state-level officials to overturn the 2020 election results. The hearing will hone in on Trump's efforts to overturn the results in Arizona and in Georgia. Now, you remember Georgia. That's where Trump infamously asked the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, to help him cheat.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
By the way, Brad Raffensperger will testify today. Today's hearing will also show how Trump and his allies concocted a scheme to submit fake slates of electors. They'll show video testimony of depositions from officials in other states where Trump and his allies also pressured state-level officials to try to block Biden's win. Also expected today, direct allegations that the former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, quote, had an intimate role in an effort to pressure Georgia officials to overturn Biden's victory in the state. Adam Schiff, who takes the lead in today's presentation, said that they'll release texts that Meadows sent indicating that he wanted to send autographed MAGA hats to officials auditing the election results. After today, the fifth hearing will be held on Thursday. With gas prices still soaring, President Biden is reportedly considering a plan to send Americans gas rebate cards. Biden told reporters on Monday that the plan has not been ruled out. Okay. He's also considering a temporary suspension of the 18.3 cent per gallon federal gasoline tax. But that would require Congress to act, and there's been little traction among lawmakers on that idea so far. Noting the obscene profits the gas companies are pulling in right now, we have to wonder why the administration hasn't called for a windfall profits tax to stop the price gouging. Just a suggestion. Meanwhile, despite high gas prices and the prospect of a looming recession, Americans are on track to set a road trip record for the July 4th holiday. AAA predicting approximately 42 million Americans, more than ever, will take a road trip of 50 miles or more during that holiday weekend. Things are still bad in Ukraine, where Ukrainian troops are pushing back against a heavy Russian offensive in and around the city of Severodonetsk in the Luhansk region. Officials say Russian forces are making slight gains. Separately, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that Ukraine is moving along the path to becoming part of the European Union. The EU will decide this week whether the country should be formally considered for candidate status. And this bit of disturbing news, the Kremlin's chief spokesman told NBC News on Monday that two American veterans reportedly captured by Russian forces in Ukraine will be considered soldiers of fortune and not prisoners of war, therefore not protected as such under the Geneva Conventions. And he said he couldn't guarantee that the two men wouldn't get the death penalty, arguing that they participated in shelling and firing at Russian forces and should be, quote, held responsible for the crimes they have committed. The State Department called on Moscow and its proxies to live up to their international obligations. Under the Geneva Conventions, soldiers captured in wars must be treated humanely and cannot be prosecuted for fighting, with an exception made for war crimes. Isn't all war a crime? Anyway, from the "and I thought our government was a mess" file, Israel is gearing up for another general election. It would be the fifth in just 4 years. This coming after Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and his key coalition ally, Foreign Minister Yair Lapid, agreed to submit a bill to dissolve parliament. If passed, it would trigger the election later this year. A short statement from the Prime Minister's office said the move came, quote, after attempts to stabilize the coalition had been exhausted. The Bennett-Lapid government was sworn into office just in June of last year. That ended the premiership of Benjamin Netanyahu, which had lasted more than 12 years. If there's another election, it could mean putting Netanyahu back in power. Oh, please, no. Airlines canceled more than 5,000 flights over the Juneteenth and Father's Day weekend, disrupting travel for at least tens of thousands of passengers. Nearly 30,000 other flights had been delayed since Thursday. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was among the passengers affected. His flight from Washington to New York was canceled on Friday, and he wound up driving instead. The TSA said more than 2.4 million people were screened at U.S. airports on Friday, making it the busiest travel day since last Thanksgiving weekend. High demand, bad weather, and unexpected absences, they say, all contributed to the mess. But we hear there's a severe pilot shortage. So expect these delays to continue throughout the summer. And finally, the Supreme Court this morning handed down 5 more opinions, now leaving 13 more to be decided to finish off this term. In today's batch, there was one biggie. The court voted 6-3 along ideological lines, striking down a Maine education policy that made K-12 schools with religious instruction ineligible for taxpayer-backed tuition aid. The court's 6 conservatives ruled that the state's so-called sectarian exclusion for now violated constitutional religious protections.
If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution.
Quote, what a difference 5 years makes. In 2017, I feared the court was leading us to a place where separation of church and state
is a
constitutional slogan, not a constitutional commitment. Today, the court leads us to a place where separation of church and state becomes a constitutional violation. Still to come, rulings on Roe v. Wade and open carry of guns nationally. Can't wait. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.